Welcome to Unreal, a podcast about Irish history, stories, and tradition. We have reached the final episode of this, the second season of Unreal. And I thought I would end the season with the story of a beginning. The tale of the Salmon of Knowledge is a boyhood legend of the hero Fionn Mac Cumhail. The story tells how Fionn gained his name, his wisdom, and fulfilled a prophecy of the coming of a man who would unite a mighty group of warriors to do great things in Ireland in the many years to come. It's a story about becoming, of a hero before he was a hero. And despite its simplicity, the tale has become one of the most famous and well-loved stories of Irish mythology. Everyone in Ireland knows this story, but you might be surprised by its roots. I'm Ruth Atkins, and this is Unreal. Fionn Mac Cumhail is known for many things: brave, chivalrous and fierce in battle. As the leader of the Fianna, he became known in life as one of Ireland's greatest heroes. But he was also known throughout Ireland for his incredible wisdom and gift of poetry. Tales of Fionn, both in manuscript and in oral tradition, tell of his gift of poetic talent and prophecy. This gift took on quite a strange form. It was said that whenever Fionn brought his thumb to his mouth, he could call to mind all the knowledge of the world, past, present, and future. A gift which came very much in handy when he needed to settle a dispute or think of a way to outsmart his enemies. There are many different versions of Fionn gaining knowledge through his thumb in medieval manuscripts, and the stories didn't always involve a salmon. In one tale, Fionn went hunting with the Fianna near the banks of the shore. While they were camping in the evening, a strange man emerged from a fairy knoll nearby and made off with all of their food. The next night, the same thing happened, and it happened again the night after that, much to the anger of the hungry Fianna. Finally, Fionn went ahead of the man, whose name was Cuildub, to the fairy mound he came from. As Cuildub was about to enter through the small door of the fairy mound, Fionn stuck out his hand and tried to catch him. At the same time, though, a fairy woman was on her way out, with a jug of drink in her hand. The woman helped Cuildub to get inside, away from Fionn's clutches, and she spilled her drink onto Fionn's hand as she did so. And then, as she slammed close the door to the fairy realm, Fionn's finger became jammed between the door and the post. Fionn wrenched his finger free with a yell of pain, and he put it in his mouth quickly to cool the pain. But the fairy liquid that had fallen on his hand was enchanted. And when he opened his mouth, Fionn found himself chanting in a mysterious language and seeing strange visions of poetry and prophecy that gave him knowledge in years to come. In another story, Fionn explains his gift by telling of how he visited a place called the Fountain of the Moon, which belonged to a man of the Tuatha De Danann, the tribe of the gods. Anyone who drank the water of this fountain would become a true prophet, it was said. It cost a high price, though. 300 coins of red gold for a sip. And the fountain was guarded fiercely by the three daughters of Beag Buan, Teshin, Techian, and Arvok. One day, Fionn came hunting in the woods nearby, and as he approached the fountain, the three women rushed forward to stop him from getting closer. Teshin had a jug of the fountain water in her hand, and as she tried to stop Fionn, she splashed the water all over him. Some of the water passed into Fionn's mouth, and ever since then, he had been gifted with foresight and prophecy. Interestingly, Fionn is far from the only mythological hero to stumble upon a gift of wisdom by accident. Tales like these were famous across Britain and Scandinavia, with different unwitting figures gaining knowledge through spilled liquid and burned fingers. In Norse mythology, the hero Sigurd was raised by a man called Regin and told to kill a monstrous dragon. Sigurd slayed the dragon, and afterwards, Regin ordered him to cook the dragon's heart, which contained many magical properties and enchantments. But as Sigurd cooked the heart, some of the dragon's hot blood came spilling out onto his finger and burned it. When Sigurd put his finger into his mouth to cool it, he found that the dragon's magical knowledge passed to him instead of to Regin. Suddenly, he could understand the language of birds. This story has a much bloodier ending than Fionn's legend. When Sigurd speaks with the birds, he learns that his master Regin is plotting to kill him. So, Sigurd kills Regin first. He chops off Regin's head, eats the rest of the dragon's heart, then drinks and bathes in the blood of both his slain foes to strengthen his body for future battles. The Welsh tale of the poet Taliesin is also similar. A young boy called Gwion Bach worked as a servant for Ceridwen, a powerful enchantress. Ceridwen was concocting a special potion that took a year and a day to brew. The first three drops of this potion would give whoever drank it the gift of wisdom and inspiration. But the rest of the potion was poisonous. Ceridwen intended those three drops for her son, an ugly and stupid man named Morfrin, and she ordered her servant Gwion to spend every day stoking the fire and stirring the cauldron to prepare it. But one day, while Ceridwen was sleeping, the potion bubbled over, and three drops fell out onto Gwion's thumb as he stirred. He stuck his thumb in his mouth to cool the burn, and immediately, of course, he became wise. And, as soon as he became wise, Gwion became afraid. He suddenly understood just how angry Ceridwen was going to be when she realized what had happened. Gwion fled the dwelling, and he used his new powers to turn himself into a hare. Furious, Ceridwen traced him, transforming herself into a greyhound. Gwion then turned into a fish, jumping into the river, but Ceridwen turned into an otter. On and on the chase went, with Gwion transforming into a bird, and finally into a single grain of corn. When Ceridwen saw this, she turned herself into a little black hen. Ceridwen pecked around the barn where Gwion lay, and then she swallowed him whole. The story wasn't over, however. Sometime later, Ceridwen gave birth to a boy, and she knew that this was Gwion, reborn again from the corn seeds that lay in her stomach. Ceridwen had made up her mind to kill the child as soon as he was born, but when she looked into his handsome face, she found that she could not bear to do it. So she placed the baby boy into a leather bag and sent it floating down the river. When the baby Gwion was found, he was called Taliesin, and with his gift of wisdom, he grew up to become one of Wales' greatest poets. But of all these stories of accidental wisdom, the tale of Fionn and the Salmon of Knowledge has come to dominate. Perhaps it's the simplicity. There are no dragons to be slain in this story, no magic potions to drink or shape-shifting witches to defeat. There is simply a salmon, humble and plain, but holding within it all the knowledge there is in the world. The Salmon of Knowledge is an interesting concept. In Irish, it was called the Ófasa or the Bradónfasa, and it was used by medieval poets and scribes for a long time as a metaphor for inspiration. In the manuscripts they wrote, they often spoke wishfully of a salmon that would come to inspire their poetry. If I had but eaten of the Salmon of Knowledge, was a phrase often uttered or written when they struggled to find the words to describe a story or idea that they were trying to tell. In some of these versions of Fionn and the Salmon of Knowledge, the salmon is given the name of Fintan. This comes from a legend I spoke about in my last episode, the story of Fintan Mac Bochra, a man who survived the biblical flood of Noah, then lived as a salmon for several centuries afterwards. Fintan was certainly known for his knowledge and wisdom. Through his long life, he had seen the changes that had come on Ireland, and he became a poet and a seer, known as Fintan the Wise. But Fintan was not the salmon tasted by Fionn Mac Cúil, for the simple reason that he wasn't eaten at all. He lived on for many years later, taking the shape of other animals and birds, before finally returning to his human form. So although he was indeed a wise salmon, he was not the salmon of wisdom that we're discussing. But there is a more complex story of how the Salmon of Knowledge came to be. It's found in the Dinshenkis, or lore of place names, mentioned in passing in a legend describing how the River Shannon got her name. At a place called the Well of Conla, there stood a thicket of trees. These hazel trees flowered and grew nuts at the same time every year. They were the hazel trees of science, poetry, and inspiration. This was a magical place. It was, the story goes, under a darksome mist of wizardry, and the hazel trees themselves were described as being music-haunted, filled with inspiration. From these trees, rich crimson hazelnuts grew, teeming with all the poetic knowledge of the world. The nuts, when they ripened, would fall down into Conla's well, and into the seven streams that sprang from it, filling the waters with their enchanting purple bubbles. Scattered below on the riverbeds, these little hazelnuts were enticing food for the salmon that swam nearby. But the juice of the nuts was enchanted, and as the salmon chewed on them, they would gain the knowledge that the hazels had held. So too, by catching and eating the salmon, could aspiring poets of medieval times gain the poetic inspiration they longed for. You could tell which of the salmon had gained the wisdom of the hazelnuts by the purple spots that appeared on their bellies from the juice. The tale of Conla's Well goes on to tell of a beautiful maiden called Shinnan, who came from the Land of Promise, or the Other World. Shinnan had every talent and accomplishment that a woman could possibly have. The only thing she was missing were the mystic arts. For men alone, it was said, could possess them. One day, as Shinnan was walking by a small stream, she spotted the strange purple bubbles on the surface of the water. Realizing that the bubbles came from the mystical hazels that would give her the gift she longed for, Shinnan followed them along the stream until she reached Connla's well. Now, Connla's well was a place forbidden entirely to women. And when Shinnan approached it, the waters rose up and drowned her, carrying her body to the great river that they led to. This great river, where Shinnan lay, is now known as the Shannon, in memory of her and the knowledge she gave her life to possess. Fionn's encounter with the Salmon of Knowledge doesn't take place on the Shannon, however. It takes place on the banks of the River Boyne, in the east of Ireland. But actually, the origin story of the River Boyne is very similar, also telling of a woman who drowned, giving her life for the secrets of a magic well, and giving her name to a river that sprang up against her. A man called Necton had a secret well with a terrible curse. The waters of this well were said to be so evil and dangerous that if anyone other than Necton or his three cupbearers were to look upon it, their two eyes would burst in their head and they would be forever scarred. But one day, Necton's proud wife Boand came to test the well's powers. Boand had cheated on Necton, sleeping with the chief of the Tuatha De Danann, whose name was Dagda. Dagda had made Boand pregnant and brought her to the point of birth in a single day. Boand was sure that if she could just reach this well and bathe in the waters, she would be able to disguise her pregnancy from her husband. Boand walked three times around the well of Necton, but as she did so, three great waves burst from it, one against her foot, one against her eye, and one against her hand, shattering each of them and leaving her badly scarred. In desperation, Boand rushed towards the sea, but every way she turned, the cold white waters followed her, carving a river through the land, which has become known as the Boyne in Boand's memory today. Before she drowned, Boand gave birth to a little boy whose name was Angus. And Angus himself became a great figure in Irish mythology, known for his heroism and his poetic visions. So it seems likely that the story of Fionn and the Salmon of Knowledge takes its inspiration from both of these tales of magical rivers, set upon the River Boyne of Boand's tale, but with the nuts, fish, and knowledge of Shinnan's. However, the boyish exploits of Finn, in which the tale is told, makes no reference to any of these stories. It simply takes it for granted that there is a salmon of knowledge that you can catch that will give you wisdom. There is no explanation given. It just exists. You are supposed to know this when you hear the story. When it was told in the past, presumably the people who heard it would have had the context and wouldn't have needed to know any more. Nowadays, though, a little bit of research is needed. The boyish exploits of Finn tells the story of Fionn's birth and early life. It had long been prophesied that a man called Fionn would come to the Boyne, eat of the Salmon of Knowledge, and gain all the wisdom that there was to be had in the world. Obviously, This prophecy referred to Fionn, son of Cúil. There's just one problem. Fionn wasn't called Fionn when he was a boy. When he was born, he was given the name of Demna. As a young boy, Demna was sent to live with two warrior women for his protection and training, Baumel the Druidess and Leolucra. His foster mothers taught him everything he knew about hunting and fighting, and soon Demna was ready to set out alone and make his name in the world. One day, Demna went out to the plain of the Liffey and came across some other boys hurling. He challenged them to a game, and each day he played head-to-head with a different boy from the group, beating every one of them. Finally, the whole team of boys played a match against Demna together, but once again, Demna was victorious. "What is your name?" the boys asked in wonder. "Demna," he replied. The boys ran off to the owner of the fort nearby and told him of Demna and his incredible strength and ability. "He is well-shaped and fair," the man said, "so you shall call him Fionn, but kill him if he comes again." So, when Demna came again the next day to hurl with the boys, at once they attacked him with their sticks. Demna fought them off, knocking seven of them to the ground before he escaped into the forest. But for some reason, he returned to the boys again the following day. This time, the boys were swimming in the lake, and they challenged him to swim with them. When they attacked him this time, Demna drowned nine of the boys in the lake. "Who drowned those boys?" the people asked. "Fionn," came the answer from the surviving boys, giving the name that the Lord had given to Demna. The news spread far and wide, and from that moment onward, Demna was known by the people of Ireland as Fionn. He still went on calling himself Demna for some time after this, however, probably as he didn't want to be caught. But eventually, an event occurred that proved that Fionn truly was his name. The prophecy, as I had said, had told that a man called Fionn would eat of the sacred salmon in the pool of Linn Fech on the River Boyne. And in doing so, he would gain all the knowledge of the world for himself. Now, there was a poet called Finnegas, who, being called Finn, believed that the prophecy was about him. So, for seven long, uncomfortable years, Finnegas spent his days by the banks of the Boyne, searching and searching as the salmon swam past. During this time, Demna came to live with Finnegas to learn the art of poetry from him. While he was there finally came the day when, to his joy, Finnegas caught the enchanted salmon. "Demna," he said to his pupil, "build a fire and cook this fish. But do not eat any part of it," he warned. Demna did so willingly, and as soon as the salmon was cooked, he brought it to his master to eat. But when Finnegas saw Demna coming with the fish, he knew immediately that something strange had happened. Demna had been a young man, but now his eyes were old, the old eyes of a sage, filled with wisdom. "Have you eaten any part of this salmon, young man?" the poet demanded. "No," replied Demna. Then he thought for a moment. "Oh," he said. "As I cooked the salmon, a blister appeared in its skin. I poked the blister and the hot fat burned my thumb, so I put my thumb into my mouth to cool it." At this, Finnegas the poet clasped his hands together and was silent for a long time. Demna waited in trepidation. Finally, Finnegas spoke. "What is your name, boy?" he asked. "Demna," the lad replied. "No," said Finnegas. "Fionn is your true name. It was to you that this salmon was truly given in prophecy. Take the salmon and eat it, Fionn, son of Cúil. But then leave this place, for there is nothing left that I can teach you." From that point onward, Fionn was one of Ireland's wisest men. He held the gift of wisdom and prophecy in his thumb, where the salmon had first touched him. And to use it, all he had to do was put his thumb into his mouth to think. The story of the Salmon of Knowledge is one of my favourite stories of Irish folklore. On the surface, it is humble and memorable. The story of a hero who entered a room as a boy to cook a fish and came out as a wise man. But, as with all the best tales in mythology, it is deceptively simple, with layers of mystery hidden between the lines. Like the knowledge within the bubble, within the hazelnut, within the salmon, the story of the Salmon of Knowledge peels back its layers to reveal a wealth of wisdom and legend of Ireland's magical becoming and place in the world, hidden deep in its centre. And perhaps, in revealing the web of stories spinning out from its core, we can see, just for a moment, what it was like to have the wisdom of Fionn Mac Cúil himself. The visions of past, present and future, and all the knowledge that lies in between, that filled his mind forevermore. Thanks for listening to this, the final episode of Unreal Season 2. I hope you've enjoyed listening as much as I have enjoyed researching and writing these tales. Unreal is researched, written and created by me, Ruth Atkins. You can find links to the sources and music from today's episode on my website, unrealpodcast.com. Where you can also find all the previous episodes I have recorded. You can follow the show at Unreal Pod on Facebook or Twitter, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. And if you enjoy the show, please do consider leaving a rating or review, or telling a friend. I have something special in mind for the next season. There will be a bit of a break for the next few months, while I research and prepare the new episodes. But I look forward to sharing it with you. I think it will be worth the wait. Until then, I bid you farewell. Have a wonderful summer, and Gnairí an Bóthar Leat.